If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Number to call is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Manti, your humble host, hope to entertain, enlighten, educate, and anything else that might happen to you, I'm not responsible. So thank you so much for listening in, whether it's live, first time, or a long time listener. I love you all the same. And if you happen to be listening in afterwards, downloading the podcast, however you put it, I appreciate you very, very much, because consistently many more people listen after the broadcast is over at their leisure over the weekend, usually, it seems, which is totally awesome. Fine with me. Still counts. So thank you very much for allowing me to come into your home or your iPod or phone or car, wherever. Manti program. As you heard, I am unabashed and unafraid on a weekly basis, and that's what I will pledge to bring to you this week as well. So many things going on in our world and in our nation, and even in my state, my little state of Delaware. Small wonder. Tax-free shopping. Even little old us. We're a national story this week. We'll get into why that was and what came of it. And the spin put on afterwards by our opponents. Opponents of conservatism, of liberty, of free thought, free speech and action. We'll delve into that. Number one, first of all, Book of Revelation will be continued tonight. And this, probably the second hour will be taken up with that. Chapter 9 of Revelation, I've gone through the first 8 in the past few weeks. It's been a real joy for me to do this, to teach it, basically. A lot of folks have never either heard it to begin with or have been away from it for so long or only heard bits and pieces. Well, hopefully going through it line by line, verse by verse, precept upon precept has helped to open it up to you. And if you missed any, of course, all our previous broadcasts are on our website, conservativenationradio.org. Feel free to visit there and check it out. But chapter 9 tonight, and really does not get any better or more prevalent than this chapter. It's the 5th and 6th, 7th trumpets of Revelation. Of course, the trumpets have not yet begun in our time, but they will soon. Egypt. That happened. That's continuing to happen as we speak. It did not take a rocket scientist to figure out that there would be problems when the Muslim Brotherhood gets kicked out of office. They have spent almost 100 years getting to this point of becoming politically powerful, not only there, but in other nations. And there are various offshoots like Hamas and so forth, and they have parties in Syria, and even when they're banned, they're still there. They invented Islamic terrorism, basically. So they're not going anywhere. The big thing I wanted to drive home was, please do not be deceived by the events in Egypt. In the next segment, we're going to get into a person who is very much in the know, wrote a piece about this and what's going to happen next. And I think he's 1,000% right. We'll get into that after the break. But I've seen so many people on, you know, my acquaintances or buddies, you know, our side of the fence are ecstatic about what happened in Egypt this week. Hey, why can't we do this with Obama? Get 1 million, 10 million, 30 million people in the streets and get him overthrown or something. It's so stupid. It's so wrong on so many levels, not the least of which is we're supposed to be about the rule of law and the Constitution. There is nothing more unconstitutional than doing that. Yeah, you heard me. You can't throw an elected president out of office just because you have a protest. And you can have them. Feel free. Have 100 million people march all around the country. That would be awesome. But it doesn't mean the military gets to kick out the current president. Sorry. Sorry. That's not the Constitution. That's a lot of things, but it's not rule of law. No matter how bad the guy is, look, we have a remedy for that. The founders wrote this in. We have a way to address a bad chief executive, and that's impeachment. By all means, pursue that avenue. If you think it'll do any good, go for it. That's constitutional. Having millions in the streets and all of a sudden your military choosing who's an acceptable president is ridiculous. I mean, I can't even really adequately put into words my rage about this, how stupid of an idea it is. And that you'd be inspired by such a thing is, I don't know, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Not good. It is not good. I grant you, and you know my opinion on this if you listen to me for any amount of time, that is Islamic teaching, period, is a cancer in this world. And they would, you know, they think they're serving God when they kill Americans and Christians. And that's a really, really bad thing. A really bad thing and a real danger and a real state of war against us, especially as a church worldwide. That is real. That's as real as it gets. And the Brotherhood is the, I don't know if they're the worst of the worst, but they're up there. They're up there. However, I'm not sad to see them crushed and out of power and arrested and all the rest of it. No problem with that per se. But I who doesn't have a problem? They won the election. They won their election. This is like we always say here, elections have consequences. Mohamed Morsi, say what you will. Oh, by the way, I don't know. Apparently his name is changing by the day now. Every liberal outlet's trying to outdo themselves. It's Mercy. It's Morsi. Who knows? Anyway, it's Morsi. They won. There's nobody, I'm not saying he's good whatsoever, but he's the first elected leader, call him president or whatever your title you give, he's the first elected president in 6,000 years in that country. They had, phony elections with Mubarak the last couple of times, before he got kicked out, but nobody acknowledges that that was a real election. It's one of those, like the Saddam elections where it was him and no one else on the ballot, right? Not democracy. So Morsi was the first elected, freely elected. There was no controversy about the election, truly. The Brotherhood, say what you will about them, and they're bad and evil people. I get it. They are. But they play fair in this case. They are the most powerful constituency in the country. They have put up a political arm, and they've built and built and built and built that over generations for this moment. They knew when their time would come, they had to do it the right way. And they did. They did. I mean, who is surprised when you elect crazy people that they're going to do crazy things and want a Sharia compliant constitution? Well, no kidding, no kidding. That's who you voted for. You can't just decide, oh, my bad. Let's have hey army, can you throw this guy out? We don't like that anymore. They won. They won. Sorry. And the precedent that this sets is terrible. As you're going to see in the next segment, people like George Soros now get to hand pick the successor. Is that what we want? It's going to get really bad in Egypt. But don't be deceived as a conservative that this is somehow something we should model after, something we should desire to do. There is a reason why 99% of all revolutions fail. Look at history. Go for it. Time and 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 time again, they are put down because the people who are revolting don't have the ammunition, literally, to fight back. They're outgunned. So think about that. The only reason anything happened at all is because the armed forces in total were behind this. I mean, they were all for it. All the armed forces, all the intelligence agencies, all the police were all behind it. They're all for it. And again, that's not judging them. That's great that they don't like the Brotherhood. I get it. But that's the only reason anything happened, because the gun said so. If they didn't want it to happen, it would never have happened. Right? So just remember that. All right. Christopher Manti radio program. I am Manti, your humble host. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. If you would like to email me instead of calling, that is fine. We also have a chat room open here for everyone to join in the fun. And people are popping in and out as we speak, so that is terrific. Remember, I'm here every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., but there are other programs here on the network, folks, especially tomorrow. There's a brand new show called New Wise Conservatism. Now, it's pretty clear. The switch is on here to conservativenationradio.org, and we don't just mean listeners. Robert Garding's New Wise Conservatism Show now comes to you on Conservative Nation Radio every Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern. Robert has always had a big internet following, so listen Saturday, that's tomorrow, and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand, New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That is the New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central, here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
What's up?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think you would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host,
Manti.
Yes, indeed, I am back. Thank you for rejoining me. It's the Manti Show, 718-305-7176. This is Brad, conservativenationradio.org. And we are talking about Egypt, of course, and why I think it is not wise to think this what had happened is just fine and dandy, and we should do that here in America. They have a point when they say he was an elected leader, and there was a coup. It was a coup. Regardless of the intention or the good nature of it, or the good result of it. You know, they trashed the Constitution. We don't like this Constitution. That's fine. Anyway, so what I wanted to do now is give someone else's perspective on this. And I think we should take it to heart, because this guy is calling things before they happen. He writes a blog called Freedom Rings 1776. Ironically, oh, by the way, I hope you all had a fantastic Independence Day yesterday, or Declaration Day. And I hope you got to read the Declaration to your family and friends. Maybe you had a little ceremony around it. We need to recover that. It's sure not about barbecues. even though I love my barbecue. All right, so Freedom Ring 1776. He had a posting earlier in the week saying that Morsi would be forced out. The army would do it, and they would arrest all the Brotherhood people, and that's exactly what has happened. And Obama would try to stay behind them, but then he would be embarrassed. Exactly what happened. Go check it out on his blog, freedomring1776.com. Not pimping it, just saying it's good. What I did want to read to you is a post from yesterday called Egyptian Revolution Stage 2. This is where what you can expect in the coming days. And I think it's very valuable. Here we go. That's not my words. This is the words of a blogger, you know, just a blogger. Check it out. This most recent part of the ongoing Egyptian revolution has been relatively bloodless so far, with only 40 or so deaths being attributed to the uprising. An accurate death toll in such an event is virtually impossible in a Muslim nation, for while some deaths are indeed attributable to the struggle, there is an ever-present murder of Christians based purely on Islam's love of killing. But rest assured that the killing is not over. I'm sorry, mic check. It is said that nature abhors a vacuum. So too it is with Islam, as the Muslim Brotherhood was born in 1928 out of the death throes of the Ottoman Empire in 1922. A hatred of all mankind, it seems, must be kept alive by the people in that part of the world. Both good and evil wax and wane like phases of the moon right now. It would appear that evil has the upper hand. The problem that remains is identifying that which is most evil. And surprisingly, it is not the Muslim Brotherhood, for they are but pawns in a much larger intrigue. I've been doing research since a short time after Obama first took office, and wherever I look, there is trouble. Many choose to look away, but I do not. I dig deeper, and somewhere at the base of all this strife and suffering, I find George Soros calmly plotting the next nightmare to be. Giving credit where it is due, Soros is a genius, albeit a diabolical genius, quite intent on increasing the suffering and misery in this world. One of my most recent essays, Egypt, Soros, and the Real Plan is Far Worse Than the Brotherhood, is going totally ballistic right now. That's the one I just referenced, anti-insertion. As more intelligent among us seek more than the smoke and mirrors being provided on the 6 o'clock evening news. Today was announced that Morsi has been taken into custody or placed under house arrest by Egypt's military leaders. To many, this may seem like a great victory as another incompetent tyrant is brought down. To others, this event may seem like to strike a blow against Obama, considering his long-term support of Morsi. History will judge the merits of those thoughts, but I state for the record that Morsi was no more than an expendable pawn in the game of power that Soros is playing with such finesse. Far more along than that line of reasoning is to be found in the aforementioned essay. This one is devoted to events to come and our role in them. My apology for the following history lesson, but bear with me as it is leading somewhere. We watched in horror as Obama pressured Mubarak to step down, thus making room for the Muslim Brotherhood to gain control of Egypt. Well, under pressure, Mubarak did step down and was promptly imprisoned. The Arab Spring's next stop was Libya. Unlike the more westernized Mubarak, Gaddafi was a warlord by nature, and he was not about to step down. Al-Qaeda, once the seeds of conquest had been planted, attacked Libya, and Gaddafi was quite successful in repelling their assaults. His forces were loyal, and his stockpile of weapons were such that he had little to fear. That is, until traitor John McCain entered the picture. Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11, killing 3,000 Americans, and thus beginning the, quote, war on terror. That war was set aside in a narrative leading back to George Soros. And while McCain hugged the leaders of Al-Qaeda and declared them to be heroes, America changed sides, embracing terrorism and the Soros-sponsored concept of responsibility to protect. He called for American and NATO aircraft to ground the Libyan Air Force, thus allowing Al-Qaeda to attack with weapons we supplied. We all know what happened next. Libya was conquered. Gaddafi was raped and murdered by a band of merry terrorists, and quite predictably, our attention turned to Syria. Assad does not plan to suffer Gaddafi's fate and Syria is turning into one bloody confrontation, as Russia supports him and we support the al-Qaeda. Russia has also issued a severe warning for us not to employ there. That nightmare scenario was still in the works. End of history lesson is now the point I am making. So many Americans are totally convinced that Obama is supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Admittedly, they have good reasons to believe this. The Brotherhood is infiltrating our government, our intelligence agencies, our education system. Obama supported their takeover of Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, now Syria, and has sent billions of dollars to aid them in their endeavors. I must admit that these events make for a pretty convincing case that our highest elected official serves the goals of the Muslim Brotherhood. Do not be taken in by the obvious. When you encounter evil, dig deeper, and you will, without fail, find George Soros and the coming events that are going to prove the validity of that statement. If you have already read Egypt, Soros, and the real plan is far worse than the Brotherhood, then you already have encountered the basis for my beliefs. If not, you need to read it as it lays the groundwork for what is coming. Tunisia is small and relatively insignificant, but Egypt, Libya, and Syria are major players in the Arab Spring, and we supported the Muslim Brotherhood in all of their efforts to gain control. In the essay I mentioned, I stated that Obama would gladly throw Morsi under the bus, and then it happened. I have readers in 129 nations, but the bulk of those readers are quite naturally here in the U.S., and I would like for you, my fellow American, to validate a thought. Obama is quite willing to bow to the will of the people of Egypt and not contest their wanting Morsi to step down. Okay, citizens, when have you ever seen Obama willing to bow to the will of the people here? He does indeed bow, but he bows to George Soros, who is now ready to install his man, Mohammed al-Baradei, as Egypt's new leader. And this is where the bloodshed will really begin. Obama, contrary to popular opinion, is not a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, but a user, as they are to be the foot soldiers of the Soros plan. Morsi has served his purpose and is now passé. Despite what many expected, Obama has abandoned Morsi to his fate, and he is no longer of value. I would venture to say that anyone reading this essay has both the intelligence and common sense that led them to believe 2 years ago that Morsi and the Brotherhood would bring ruin to Egypt. The occurrence was totally predictable. We knew it. Obama knew it. Soros knew it. And all the leaders of the Western nations knew it. It was just part of the agenda, and all played their respective roles. The Brotherhood, due to their criminal terrorist natures, have long been ostracized from many nations. Thanks to Obama's famous Cairo speech, they were brought back into the open and given a taste of power. Oh, the sweet taste of power. Once savored, none want to relinquish it without protest. And they will not. Soros is about to gain control of Egypt. And the Muslim Brotherhood is about to unleash a reign of terror upon its inhabitants for rejecting their divine leadership. Such a drastic move on the part of the Brotherhood will call for an equally drastic measure from the government, i.e. martial law. Right now, 70% of the people of Egypt live in abject poverty, totally incapable of even feeding themselves. Consequently, 70% of the foodstuffs are imported. Barring massive injections of foreign aid, the people of Egypt are on the verge of starvation. Allowing the Muslim Brotherhood to reign supreme for 2 years has brought a nation to its knees. And that is just where Soros wants them. Let none say that George Soros is anything less than an evil genius, for he plans with malice aforethought and proceeds with glee. Look at the effect of the Arab Spring. Israel and Egypt existed more or less in a state of harmony. Egypt overall was reasonably prosperous with a thriving tourist trade and growing manufacturing base. Hollywood spent countless millions there making movies. Egypt was not wealthy, but under Mubarak they were getting by. Life may have not been easy for all, but they were far better off under a secular dictator than a group of religious fanatics. Now terror is about to become rampant. Obama will continue to destroy our economy as we help to establish a Soros rule there. And enough hunger always leads to war. Just across the Sinai is someone to blame for all of their troubles, Israel. When Obama pressured Mubarak to step down, things took a turn for the worse. Now, another round of uprisings has forced his successor out of office, and again, things have taken a turn for the worse. Today, we are seeing the latest cycle as the military once again steps in to take control and form a new government. Things look worse with each passing day, and they haven't even gotten that bad yet. Recall the horrors of Beirut, for this is coming to Egypt, and have no doubt George Soros can get things under control. Now I ask you, where is Obama's support of the Muslim Brotherhood? He's quite openly using them here to overthrow this nation, and will continue for such is this role they were chosen for. Their role in Egypt is evolving. Rejected by the people, they do not know how to lead. They will now become the embittered progenitors of terror in the streets of Cairo. And that is a task far more in line with their talents than politics. Little insight into the Soros mentality. During the Second World War, when he was a teenager serving the Nazis, he collected the belongings of his fellow Jews before they were sent to the death camps. He recalls that as, quote, the happiest time of his life. That is true, by the way. You can go find that clip. It's recorded on audio. Soros has said that. Time for a break. And this is Christopher Manti Radio Show, as always. Talk about security here and terrorism. Let's talk about LifeLock. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. It helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. Protect your identity with LifeLock. Go to conservativenationradio.org now and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner and we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or restricting the freedom of speech or of the press. All the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait. Is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Christopher Manti with you till 7 o'clock Eastern Time, like every Friday. 718-305-7176, 718 area code 305-7176 is the phone number. Please remember, this is the Trinity Media Studios. Pay a visit, will you, to trinitymediaonline.com, Trin Media on Twitter. And don't forget to follow the network on Twitter also, CNR Show, CNR Show. We're on Facebook, of course, Conservative Nation Radio. My show also has a Facebook page. Go to Manti Show and like it.
Like it.
Now. Or not, but I encourage you to. Thank you. Keep up to date. Make sure you are reminded when it's coming on the air and what the topics are and discussion and all that stuff. ChristopherManti.com, of course, to keep track of my world, whether it be this show or my company, Trinity Media, or my church, or what else I got there? Yeah, anything about who I'm working with and for, and all that good stuff. All right. I mean, basically, that's, I guess, for the NSA to find out. I don't really care who looks at it. So feel free to peruse that as well. I'm here till 7 o'clock, like I said, 5:35 now, Eastern Time. In the great state of Delaware, USA. Talking about Egypt here, and I think folks need to look past the obvious and see what's really going on here. It's bad, bad, bad. Bad, bad. Mohammed el-Baradei is coming. And when he does, you're going to see bad stuff, okay? All right. A lot of people are going to die there. Unfortunately, that's how it is. God has talked about this in Isaiah 19. Confirmation coming. I believe that's right. Pretty positive, actually. Yep. The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt. I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight, every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom, and the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof. I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to the idols, the charmers, they that have familiar spirits. The Egyptians I will give into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them. Okay? Good enough? Check it out, Isaiah 19. This week, you may have been aware, if you are paying attention anywhere or listen to Glenn Beck, there's a situation in my state on Rehoboth Beach where a pastor of a church, local church, wanted to go to the beach and preach a sermon. He was told, no, this is a public beach, not private in any way, not state-owned in any way. He was told no by the city manager. Separation of church and state issues. I hope you understand. Well, he didn't really understand, and some folks put together, he's like, okay, well, they're trying to restrict our freedom. Let's go on July 4th and have a freedom service on the beach and see if they'll try to stop us. So that made the rounds this week. It just, you know, over the weekend it came out, and then Glenn Beck picked it up on The Blaze Monday, I guess. And by Tuesday, he was on the air with Glenn, the pastor, Pastor Decker. And just really laid it out there. I mean, you can say, you know, it's a religious freedom issue. It's a freedom of speech issue. This separation of church and state stuff is completely bogus. It's intimidation tactics. It's to cower the church. That's the whole point of it ever. It's the only thing it's used for. Never for anyone else. So a lot of, I made sure I did my part and spread the word about it to whoever could get there. It was early morning. It was like a 9:30. It was early to me. It's a couple hours drive from where I am, but the 9:30 service on July 4th. And it turned out pretty well. They had over 1,500 people on this little area of the beach. It's supposed to be at, like, you know, a gazebo. With, you ever see those things with the on the boardwalk, if you're near a boardwalk, if you're in a state that has one? And they have, like, benches and stuff in front of it. Yeah, fit a couple hundred folks there, but it was so there were so many people, they had to move it onto the actual sand. So they set a stage up and planted a giant flag in there, and it was awesome. I was not able to go myself, but I know guys who took a lot of pictures and who were there, and I was talking to them this week. And they estimated around 1,500. And, of course, the reliable leftist media outlets here in our great blue state ran a story this morning that said over 100 people attended. Yep, that's right, over 100. Mm-hmm. 1,500 is over 100. That's like, the Philadelphia Eagles have 65,000 in their stadium every Sunday, but the report would say, and there were over 1,000 people at the game today. Yeah. Well, sad to say, if you're not paying attention or you just rely for whatever reason on their word for it, you would think this is a no big deal. A couple dozen kooks, far right Christians. And of course, they hunted and hunted and hunted until they found someone who would say something bad. It took them a while, but they actually put this quote in here about someone saying, "Oh, if you're an atheist or a Jew or a Muslim, this is wrong." Yeah, well, I won't get into that, but they had to search long and hard to find that person, okay? The left is not happy when Christians come out and exercise their rights. That's what you should take out of this. So my little state, for higher purposes, was brought out of the shadows this week. And I'm glad it was a success. And folks from other states showed up. From Joplin, Missouri, of all places. You remember Joplin, don't you? And a tornado basically destroyed the whole town year before last. A couple drove all the way from there to be at this event because the freedom of speech and religion are so – I mean, there's the reason why it's the First Amendment. There's nothing more fundamental about it. To restrict that, you lose everything, spiritually and physically. So I'm very happy to report that it did go very well, even though no one knows about it who doesn't have alternative media working for them. So it's my job to spread the word about that, and you are welcome. My brain is slipping here. I don't recall the name of the church, and I want to get it out to you so you can thank Pastor Decker if you'd like. Let's see. Yes, it is the New Covenant Presbyterian Church. New Covenant Presbyterian Church. In Lewis, Delaware, Lewes. If you'd like to call them and say thank you, 302-644-6800, or go to ncpchurch.com. All right? Not my church, never been there, but got to give credit where it is due, and we need more pastors like Pastor Decker. Coming up now on Quarter of the Hour, Christopher Manti radio program, 718-305-7176. I'm here every Friday, and a guy who I know pretty well, speaking of Sussex County, Delaware, is Duke Brooks. Duke has been in radio for a long time, been on the air professionally, and it shows. He is our local friendly Republican spokesman, also heavily involved in the party here. In this state, he calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so. It's clear the anti-communism is in his blood, in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, for goodness sake. What do you expect? So, get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and flying. Love the airplanes and helicopters. On Radio Free America. The show is Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, Wednesday night at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. That's every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Your fairy godmother?
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits!
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, I am Anti, and I am back on the air from Anti Show. Here till 7 o'clock Eastern Time, Conservative Nation Radio Network. Feel free to call in, 718-305-7176. I've got some, of course, the Revelation Chapter 9 coming up here for you, but I do have a call on the line right now. Caller, I'm bringing you on. Be prepared. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Rob Bertrand, and I'm calling from Annapolis, Maryland.
Hey, Rob. Welcome, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Well,
what can I do for you?
Well, you know, I wanted to kind of tie something into the Obama, not so much of a cover-up. I think it's a distraction with all this Egypt nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's kind of backing them in order to get people pissed off because he doesn't want anybody to notice that the IRS scandal is getting worse and worse.
Hmm. That's a decent point because all of a sudden no one's talking about that anymore, right?
Well, you know, though, I found out that today a bunch of the big liberal blogs and the New York Times all decided to coordinate their rhetoric and talk about how it's no big deal. There's nothing to see here. Let's not worry about the IRS scandal.
Right. Yeah, because that's exactly true, of course.
Including the Rachel Maddow's blog on MSNBC, the Washington Post, New York Times, all these little magazines, Salon.com too, they're all basically saying the same thing about how, oh, guess what, the IRS also targeted liberal groups. But then if you actually look at it, not even slightly targeted. I mean, a few tiny groups, actually got rejected, but nobody had to wait like the Tea Party. Like 100% of the Tea Party groups were targeted and then constantly harassed for about 3 years. That didn't happen to any liberal group, especially
that's
not Obama's
correct.
Brothers group.
Yeah, right. They rushed them all through, even the ones who they quote unquote were on the lookout for. Right, they still approved them right away. It was not analogous whatsoever as to what happened with the conservative side of things. And it's, I mean, you really have to be pretty stupid, to be honest with you, to agree with that. Just, oh yeah, it's all the same. You know, they did it to everyone. It was just incompetence. And I'm sure Lois Lerner wants immunity from prosecution because it was just a mistake and applied evenly to everyone.
Oh, exactly. And it doesn't matter that all the connections between, you know, the Obama administration and the groups that were, you know, passed. It doesn't matter about that at all. Let's ignore that.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I agree with you, Rob. It's not going away, at least from our side. I mean, I actually know someone here locally with a Tea Party group who literally had a 3-year wait, and there's still no resolution. So it's not as if it's some academic exercise that we don't know what we're talking about. We know these folks. A lot of us actually either are part of it or know them personally who this has happened to. So it's not a good situation for sure. And I thank you for bringing that up, man. I appreciate your call, Rob.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
Have a good – you too, sir. Thank you. Rob from Maryland. One excellent. 718-305-7176. This IRS thing has never gone anywhere. It's just other things have bumped it off the front burner. But I mean, look, like I said before on the show, the goal of all that was the election of 2012. Mission accomplished. They don't really care what happens now. I really don't. You know, yeah, sure, they'll try to protect themselves and try to come off better than worse, but they really don't care that awful much because game is over. They did what they were supposed to do, and that's that. They really don't care. They really don't care to answer questions. They don't care if they lie. Who's going to do anything about it? Nobody, right? Nobody. They're in control, and that's all they know. So definitely something that's ongoing and will not be stopping. Oh, but what's the last I heard? The FBI, who's allegedly had this as a top priority, hasn't called anyone, hasn't contacted any of these affected groups, hasn't talked to their counsel, hasn't reached out in any way whatsoever. So I don't think this is really a honest Abe operation here, okay? I think we all know that. So watch out. This is just part of the pressure that's being turned up all over the nation on us, and for a reason, all right? We're the, you know, who's the real enemy here? Who's the real enemy? So prepare. Just prepare in every way that you can. You're going to need to, and we're going to need leaders. So we need to get serious about this. And don't just acknowledge what's happening. It's bad, and people have to know. But by the same token, not many people are listening. So don't waste your time telling people who won't listen. You got to prepare and act. All right? So just be careful. It is the Christopher Manti Show, 718-305-7176. And we are about to get into the Book of Revelation, Chapter 9. It's been so fruitful over the years to me to read this and to see the wealth of information that God has put in there. And it's so worth your time. It's a chapter where the three events that are described are called the woes in the previous chapter. Trumpets are bad enough, but these are the woe trumpets. Right? The last verse of chapter 8 says, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other angels, the voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. So these three are the ones. Just a quick review of the first four. Trumpet one, the earth is affected by the beast. the beast that rises out of the sea. Trumpet 2 is the wound to the beast, war, economic collapse. The third is Satan's arrival, Satan himself, evicted from heaven, arrives to heal the wound. He is known as the second beast, the beast from the earth, and you'll see in this chapter why he's called beast from the earth. This chapter 9 explains it. And then the fourth tells you about the stage of the locust beginning where they swarm. You ever see a locust swarm and how they can literally block out the sun? Oh, what do you know? This is talking about the sun, moon, and stars being darkened. And this, of course, is not the only place in the Bible where you will see that prophecy. Jesus himself said that. The book of Joel in the Old Testament says that. Isaiah in the Old Testament says that. Lots of places. So it's wake-up time, right, when the light is darkened. Now, I'm not saying these are literal locusts. They're not. And you'll find that out, again, in chapter 9. And it's not a literal darkening of the sun, because we have eclipses all the time. Not about that. It's not about that. It's not giving their light. It's about blocking the light. What is the light? Who is the light? Jesus Christ is the light. The truth and the way. They obscure that. They take it away from shining, because they have Christ, they say. We have come with Christ, they say. He is here, they will say. And you know what? After their supernatural entrance that you're going to read about here in chapter 9, you're going to see why a lot of the world is fooled. All right, so that's coming up. Can't wait to bring that to you. And remember, you can't take Revelation as a standalone. Every verse in this book is a reference to another book of the Bible. That's why it's called the Revelations, the unveiling, uncovering, unlocking of the secrets, previous secrets. The Old Testament, back to Genesis, prophets like Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, all of them. The Psalms are in here. The Gospels, of course, Paul's letters. Everything that you think, wow, that sounds kind of cool and mysterious and interesting, the book of Revelation answers it. It unveils it for you. That is the purpose. And remember the subject of the book is laid right out at the beginning. The person who's writing this is John, the disciple, on the Lord's day, in the spirit, as he says, of course, because he's not alive on the Lord's day, in the spirit on the Lord's day. The Lord's day, the day of the Lord, that's a 1,000-year period. That's when Jesus returns. It's all about that day, the whole book. It's not about 2,000 years ago. It's not about the fall of Rome. It's not about the events of history. Jesus hasn't returned yet, right? Right? Right. Therefore, this book has not been fulfilled, not even a little. Not even a little. We're in the seals part of things, where we're being sealed. The church is being sealed in their mind. The winds can't blow, and the trumpets can't blow. The beast can't rise until the sealing is complete. How close are we to that sealing being complete? That's not for me to say. I don't know. Could it be 20 years away? Sure. 10 years? Yep. 5 years? Yep. 1 year? Yep. A month? Yep. Get prepared. Get prepared. Christopher Manti Radio Program, 6 o'clock now. 1 more hour left, and it will be Bible time, okay? So if we can keep the calls at bay till the end of the show, I would appreciate it. And we'll be back in just a few moments and we'll start it up. So get prepared, folks. Get prepared.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
And times of trouble are approaching, and that is the reason why we need to focus on God's word first, before anything else, before the news of the day, the troubles of your life. Seek your Father's word on things, and you'll be well equipped. In fact, it's the only way to be equipped, because you'll fail without it, and you'll fall. We all will. So let us go back in time. Take a trip to the book of Revelation. John, the disciple of love, the island of Patmos. 1,000 years ago, words from the Almighty Himself, things which must shortly come to pass in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day draws near. You can feel it. I know you can. Something's wrong with the world. Maybe sometimes you can't articulate it. You know it's there. Sometimes you want to go bonkers and maybe give up. Don't do that. The Lord has planned it all out. He gave you a way of escape. Not flying away somewhere, but escape through the tribulation to come. He has provided that in His word. seal in your mind. It's either the seal of God or the mark of the beast. You have, you will, those who are here at this time, when this stuff starts, everyone on earth will either be sealed or marked. There's no in between. And to be sealed means you to know the events before they happen. How can you know what's coming? How do you be prepared mentally and spiritually and physically or any other way? It means you're being obedient to God, because he wrote this for a reason, not for you to ignore it. Get sealed. It's not about a denomination. It's about the truth. He is the truth. Don't forget that. Revelation chapter 9. We are to the woe trumpets, 5th, 6th, and 7th, until Christ returns for real, not the phony that is here. Revelation 9, verse 1, then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. All right, hold it right there. A star from heaven fallen to the earth. Huh. I wonder if that fits anyone we know. Well, first of all, we just read about this guy in the last chapter. If you read carefully, it says, I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth. Whereas the third trumpet describes him falling then. So he's already here. Now, this is imagery, folks. This is imagery, okay? If a star ever hit the earth, there'd be no more life, okay? No size of a star is falling onto earth at any time. The star is Lucifer, Satan. He's in heaven now with his angels. In chapter 12, we will see that in plain language. Satan and his angels are in heaven today. They will be evicted, kicked out at the time and place that God says. The time is in the future still. The place is Jerusalem. So watch it. Now this tells you about his buddies. A star from heaven fell into the earth, and a key to the bottomless pit was given to him. The bottomless pit is abyss, abysmal. Okay. He opened the bottomless pit, and smoke went up out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke of the pit. Yes, that's right. You just read about that in the previous trumpet. This is the smoke that's obscuring the light. The locust swarm is another way to put it. And what do we have here? Verse 3, then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth. And power was given them as the scorpions of the earth have power. Whoa, hold the phone. This is your first indication. These are not actual animals. They are not actual locusts. If you read the book of Joel, chapter 2, it tells you about this same locust army. It's an army. Army. That came from heaven, 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 army. They're just called locusts because of what they do, not who they are. Okay, out of the smoke came locusts, and power was given to them as the scorpions of earth have power. What does the scorpion do to you? How does it attack its prey? What power does a scorpion have? Well, it has claws to hold, it doesn't eat you with them or anything. It holds its prey with the claws. It grabs and doesn't let go. Then the power that it has is in its tail, right? Because it stings from above, usually right to your neck, where it infects your brain and your spinal cord, your central nervous system. It paralyzes you. Think about what God is saying here. How will these fallen angels, because that's what they are, be attacking? Don't think of sci-fi horror movie stuff, okay? They're not going to have tails. They're not going to be chopping your head off. But this is how they get to you. Okay, they were told, verse 4, they were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree. A locust would do that. A locust would hurt the grass and the trees, because that's what they eat. Because they're not locusts. God is pounding this into your brain. They were told not to hurt the grass, the any green thing, or any tree, but only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Get it? If you're not sealed before they arrive, they are permitted to attack you, hurt you. They were told not to hurt that stuff, but only the men who do not have the seal of God. Verse 5, and they were not permitted to kill anyone, because that's not what they're here to do, but to torment for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. And in those days, men will seek death, but it will not, and will not find it. They will long to die, and death flees from them. Why would they want to die? Okay, they're tormented for 5 months. What is this about 5 months? The scorpions only operate for 5 months? Where's that from? Guys, this is crucial. And after the break, I guess I'll save it. After the break, you're going to find out why this 5 months is critical in your understanding of prophecy. This opens up a whole new understanding, folks. All right? We'll get to it after the break. Of course, this is the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. I'm the Christopher Manti Show here every Friday. I'm glad you're here. Now, the leftist media, of course, would like us conservatives to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness, like John the Baptist. But don't be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives outnumber leftists 2-1, according to numerous polls. So if you respect traditional American values, there is a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home here. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without the stinking turf wars. No more of that, guys. Forget it. They're not here. Find out what's new in the conservative community. So join up, find out what's happening, be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's traditionalamericanmovement, one word, .com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM, of course. It's a liberal-free website. We will be right back.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed. Rock and roll, friends. That is me. Manti Show's back on the air till 7 o'clock. 718-305-7176 is the number. Usually, I would ask that you refrain from calling for the rest of the hour. If you could, please. I want to get through this Revelation chapter 9. It's so fascinating and detailed and important that we have to finish it. I know a lot of folks are probably listening, following along, maybe even taking notes. God bless you. And I do pray that he leads, guides, and directs and touches you for studying his word, because that's what he does. He's good like that. Okay, so let's get right back into it if we can. This is the book of Revelation, chapter 9, and we are reading about the locusts coming out of the pit, like powers with scorpions, obscuring the light, and their general has let them out. All right, this is imagery. Follow the images. And we just read that they have the power to torment men, only those without the seal of God, for 5 months. All right. We read in the book of Proverbs that the locusts have no king, and yet these do. Proverbs 30:27, the locusts have no king. They go forth, all of them, by bands. Well, these are not locusts, and they have a king. Who's the locust king? He has many names. Many names. So this woe is when the locusts are unleashed on the world, not just obscuring the truth and the light with their smoke. But this is the stage of a locust called the devourer. And by the way, these four stages are also detailed in the Old Testament. Get into that later. This is the devourer stage. By the way, Malachi, another Old Testament prophet, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, for he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall he vine. Your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Destroyer. That's interesting. So what about this 5 months? Where's that? How does that play into things? Does it? Well, let's check it out. There is another period of 5 months. Did you know that in the Old Testament? Big to-do. You might have heard of it. It's called Noah's Flood. And how long did it last again? Yeah, we know it rained for 40 days, but something about how long they were in the ark. Right? I give you time to look it up. Genesis 7:24. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Genesis 8:3. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. After the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. Genesis 9. Noah lived. Oh, I'm sorry. That's his lifespan. Sorry. 150 days. What's that? Do your math. Oh, 5 months. That's right, it's 5 months. So what, Manti? That happens to be a coincidence. That's the Old Testament flood, and there's nothing about a flood in this Revelation locust thing. Not yet. But whatever, Jesus would have talked about this, right? Right? Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Whoa, look out. Something to think about. Just like the days of Noah. The days of Noah had a 150-day flood, a five-month period of tribulation. Interesting. And there's another thing that Jesus happened to say. You might find interesting. What about this five? Well, I never heard of 5 months tribulation. I heard of 7 years. I heard of 3.5 years, maybe you're saying. What is this 5 month stuff? It's not seven. It's a 7 year tribulation, right? We all know that. All right, Jesus, what do you say? For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of this world, nor to this time, nor shall ever be, except those days be shortened. There should be no man saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. The elect's sake, you mean the ones who are the seal of God in their forehead? Those elect? Days would be shortened to 5 months. Interesting, right? The clues are there. Let's continue. Revelation 9:7. The appearance of the locusts. Again, guys, this is God telling you this is an imagery. This is image. You have to use your imagination here to get the deeper meaning because they're not locusts. The appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. Well, which is it? Locust or a horse prepared for battle? A battle horse. You know what those look like? Those are some scary looking things. And big. And on their heads appear to be crowns like gold. And their faces were the faces of men. And they had the hair of women. And their teeth were like the teeth of lions. This is telling you about their personality, their mission, stuff like that, okay? This is not a sideshow with the circus with a locust that's a horse that has a head with a crown on its head and a man's face and long hair and lion teeth. Look at it one at a time. Horses prepared for battle. That is a war horse. A war horse fully decorated. These are here for war. These are soldiers. This is an army of fallen angels. They are here to make war with us. In your mind. On their heads appeared crowns of gold. Why would they have crowns? Because they're going to be in control. They're going to rule the earth. Faces were like faces of men, duh. Hair like women, another duh. You ever see a picture of Jesus? And their teeth were like the teeth of lions. effective, okay? Don't mess. Don't put your head in there. They had breastplates, like breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. They have the tails, like scorpions. Locusts don't even have tails, folks. They have tails like scorpions and stings. And then their tails was the power to hurt men for 5 months. That's a second witness. He just told you twice about this 5 month thing. That means get to the bottom of it, reader. Remember, we said the proverb said locusts have no king. Verse 11. They have a king over them. The angel of the abyss, that's the pit, his name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek his name is Apollyon. Look those words up. What do they mean? Destroyer. Destroyer. Who is the destroyer? Come on. Come on, guys. Wake up. The angel of the abyss, the leader of this locust army, is the destroyer. I mean, I don't know. Come on. You're in Sunday school for a week. You know who this guy is. It's Satan. It's Satan. Even back in Moses' time, it talks about the destroyer. Back in the Passover. He's an angel. The worst one. The angel of the abyss. Satan. The destroyer. Verse 12. The first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things. This isn't bad enough. We got Satan arriving. We got fallen angels. A whole army of them. Now they're attacking men. They're swarming. Now they're devouring. I skipped a stage. Yeah, no, devour. Right. They swarmed. Now they're devouring. They're starting to devour and attack. Attack, attack, devour with their teeth like lions. But a lion bites you, you don't get away. Got it? Okay, that's the bottom line. When a lion bites you, you're dead. If they get their teeth in you, it's all over. How are you going to resist them? They're fallen angels. They're supernatural. The word of God, that's how. You know they're coming. That's how you resist them. You know they're full of lies. But their lies will be so incredible. And you'll see later on in this book of Revelation, Satan and his angels will have supernatural powers to deceive you. Miracles. They will perform actual miracles in front of your eyes to get you to believe. Are you prepared to see a miracle from an angel who claims to be Jesus Christ? Or by any of his army? You think you can withstand that on your own? You think the words of man will help you there? Do you think the weapons of man will help you there? Remember, folks, this is after the civil unrest of the world. This is after the beast, the one world system, is attempted and fails. Satan heals that system. There's no more holding out in the fort, okay? War is upon you. Spiritual war. If you're marked when Jesus returns, if you have the mark of the beast, he is not happy with you, okay? He is not happy at all. And you're going to be punished for it. His wrath will be on you. And after the trumpets, we're going to read about the wrath of God. Not pretty. Not pretty at all. The first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still coming. The sixth and seventh trumpets. Remember, there are two more stages of the locust. They get worse and worse and worse. And they do worse and worse things. Deception upon deception upon deception. It's Christopher Manti radio program, 6:30 now. In the PM on the East Coast, the United States, we have to take another break. And when we come back, we'll continue on. Chapter 9, the Book of Revelation. Be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Christopher Manti is back on the air for another half hour. I'm out. Let us continue to plow through the word. Yes, I like the rock and roll. I like the metal. I love it, as a matter of fact. This Christian metal, goodness sake. I even played the intro to my show is one of those bands. So there's truth to be found everywhere. Don't believe the hype, okay? Anyway, thanks for joining me. This is the Manti Show. As always, here till 7 p.m. live or on podcast, however you're listening to me, I appreciate you very much. Hope you're enjoying the program. Get back into Revelation here in a second. I was so into it, I forgot to read you a piece about one of our partners here, Patriot Depot. Please, let's visit them, okay? Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything you want, from books, bumper stickers, patriotic T-shirts, to flags. Your pipeline to all that stuff is right here, conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. It's right there on the front, Patriot Depot. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. So wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the revolution. All right? Thank you for listening to that. I apologize. I forgot. So let's get back into it here. We've got not much time left, and chapter awaits. Okay, so we've got the five-month period of the locust. The first woe has passed, and they have a king over them, the destroyer, Satan himself. Okay? Good. The scene is set. Now, remember to follow the imagery. Revelation 9, verse 13. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. And rewind back to the beginning of this book, you'll see that altar and the horns and all that stuff described. Okay. One saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. That's interesting. And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released so that they would kill a third of mankind. And the number of the armies of the horsemen, that's different, was 200 million. I heard the number of them. Oh, this is interesting. This scene is shifting from four angels to be released in the Euphrates River. As you know, the Euphrates is in modern-day Iraq. And a lot of interesting stuff has happened there recently, and a lot of interesting stuff will continue to happen there. This is one of the lakes in Eden, after all. So, pay attention. Now, you can get really, really into it and say there are four angels who are held in the Euphrates River right now. Check it out. Okay. Now, these four angels released themselves, but they sent out an army instead to, quote, kill a third of mankind. Now, some people have different takes on this. Some people think this is a literal killing of a third of the population of the earth. I don't think so. I personally believe this, again, is a spiritual killing. This is about the mark of the beast. A third of mankind is not resisting them when they arrive, okay? There's no reason to kill anyone. Or not, certainly not 2 billion plus people. Or more. The army. This is interesting, though. The number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million. And you've heard it said, and I'm sure you'll hear it again, the only country who can muster that force of that size is China. Well, yeah, but as a single country, yeah. But if you have an alliance of different countries, you can do it any number of ways. All right? And again, just don't think of it in terms of actual soldiers, because listen, verse 17, and this is how I saw in the vision of the horses and those who sat on them, the riders on the horses. Now, first of all, do you see any people riding horses to go attack anyone? No. The riders had breastplates the color of fire, it's red and yellow, and of hyacinth, blue, and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. Oh boy, here we go again. And out of their mouths proceeded fire and smoke and brimstone. Obviously, these are not real horses. And the riders aren't wearing breastplates with this stuff on it. All right, so this army of 200 million is not quite a Chinese division marching through Saudi Arabia or something. All right? Pay attention now. And a third of mankind was killed by these three plagues. Listen up. Not by the sword. By the fire and smoke and brimstone which proceeded out of their mouths. Proceeded out of their mouths. Out of their mouth. What comes out of your mouth? What comes out of any person's mouth? Any animal, for that matter. Communication. Words. They were killed by the three plagues, and they all came out of their mouth. Pay attention. This army of 200 million. I don't think it's going to have guns and tanks. This is a great miracle in a negative way. of preaching, basically. You ever hear of a fire and brimstone preacher or message? This is it. Not positive, okay? Not positive at all. This is the satanic forces. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, okay? For the power of the horses, not the riders, the power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails. But their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they do harm. There's a whole bunch of scriptures about the head and the tail and the, okay? Serpents, this should just wake you right up. Who are we talking about here? Who's the serpent? Okay? This is him again. This is him and their army. Maybe that locust army is looking different. Maybe these four angels who are prepared for this time being released just gives another, gets this army to another level with their power in their mouth and their serpent tails to do harm. These are spiritual attacks. The rest of mankind, verse 20, the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, this is spiritually killed, right? Took the mark. Did not repent of the works of their hands. Let's say it really is physical death. And now, I mean, that's fine. I'll listen to that argument. Now they're empowered. All of a sudden, they couldn't harm you, except if, you know, on a spiritual basis. But now maybe they can actually kill you, and they're going to kill 2 billion people. All right. Point is, the rest of mankind did not repent of the works of their hands so as to not worship demons and the idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Verse 21, and they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, nor of their thefts. Those things are all here in America, folks. You don't have to go to the Middle East in sometime in the future to find this. Worshipping demons, idols, repent because they're murders, sorcery, immorality, or theft. Sodom and Gomorrah, anyone? Millions of abortions in addition to just regular murders. Thefts, all kind of theft, up to the government, Federal Reserve, you name it. We're not immune from this whatsoever. And that's what I want to drive home, which is we should be in mourning. Now remember, folks, this is the sixth trumpet. Now we're going to take, in the future chapters, there's a break, a parenthetical break. And the sixth trumpet blows for a long time, but it doesn't really. There's a whole bunch of chapters in there. As a matter of fact, the sixth trumpet covers all the way to chapter 11, verse 14. We'll not be able to get there tonight. And chapter 11, verse 15 is the seventh. When it says the seventh angel sounded. Second woe is past. Lasts for 2 chapters. Okay. This is right before the end. This is right before the Lord returns, for his return is the seventh trumpet. If you're not on his side, bad news. Real bad. 6:45 now, Christopher Manti Show, 718-305-7176. One more segment and we're out of here for the night. I appreciate you being with me as always. I'm here every Friday, of course. But on Sunday is our flagship show, the first and the greatest, Soldiers of Patriotism. And we got two of the best, true anchors, like the true anchors that they are, Michael Smith and Uncle Bing Fisher, bring you Soldiers of Patriotism this Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. It would not be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing. Now, would it? No, it would not at all. Michael brought us all together here. Kudos. So don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sunday at 4. That's 2 days from now. This Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. Only here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for our interest and grievances.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is peace around?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, my friends, one last segment here at the Manti Show. I'm out. Weekend may begin now. And could be happy about that. I do enjoy the weekends, but got work to do. Got work to do. Hopefully we don't tire and not faint on our walk, our run, and our flight with the Lord, and he promises to not let us fall. Let's remember that. All right, so we have finished chapter 9 of Revelation. I don't want to proceed any further because it's a nice place to end. Other than to say, to remind you that when you read the Bible and you see a chapter end or begin, That is not the way it was written. Chapter is an artificial demarcation. Scriptures were written in one long verse. Of course, there's no verse numbers either. They're just sentences, lines, groups of words. So just because chapter 9 has ended and chapter 10 is beginning doesn't mean a new thought is happening. Doesn't mean new action is occurring. Doesn't mean the imagery is changing. It sometimes you just have to ignore the chapter ending and beginning and just continue on like nothing happened. And that's what you should do. Just so happens that it's a good place to end so I don't spill over into the end of my show. Right? Now I'm debating as we speak. I'm okay. All right. Makes it easy. So that was chapter 9 of Revelation. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we have a program tomorrow, New Wise Conservatism. Please tune into that here on the network. And it's coming your way at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central. So 4 o'clock tomorrow, New Wise Conservatism with the outstanding Robert Garding, an old pro at this internet radio thing. So please give him a listen and your respect, and give him a call. I know he will appreciate that. Just very happy to have him along as a brother in arms here on Conservative Nation Radio. By the way, I have, if you go to conservativenationradio.org, I have a show page there, Christopher Manti Show, and you will see a form where either you or maybe on behalf of someone else can fill out the form. It'll come right to me in an email about why you should be a guest, or maybe you want to suggest a guest for the show. Not everyone can make it live on the air, and that's okay. We've done it before where we'll record it during the week and just play it during the show, and that's pretty cool. I did that with Voice of the Martyrs, and it turned out great. So feel free to do that. Go ahead and fill out that form and send it on in. And I get, like I say, I'm notified immediately and we'll go from there. I'll definitely get back to you. If at any point you want to email me, if you're listening after the fact, you've downloaded me, feel free to email any question or comment or concern, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. And I will reply, I promise. And feel free to spread the word, please. And I will help in any way I can. And again, we're just normal folks here, try to make a difference. Get involved. Events are starting to happen where you better get off the sideline, because there won't be a sideline. The world will be the playing field. Which team are you on? Which side do you choose? You can't just wait it out. You can't hunker down and hide in your basement. I'm sorry, you can't. There'll be time for this and time for that, but you can't be neutral. Right? I mean, what does the Lord have for you? Are you supposed to help end abortion? Then do it. Is supposed to bring light to the suffering of Christians, or maybe alleviate that suffering of the church throughout the world. Do it. Maybe you're supposed to get more involved in your church or start one. Do it. We need leaders. Everyone listening to me, I'm willing to wager, is a leader. And maybe you need to develop some, maybe you need a crash course. I've led political campaigns, state organizations, volunteer now for Faith and Freedom Coalition here in my region of the country as communications director. That's not where my you know, politics is not where it's at right now, to say the least for me. The culture is everything, and you see losses all around us. I mean, geez, just the enemy is escalating the conflict. And in every sphere, we are not gaining ground. Our side is losing ground, or at least losing the people in the middle, the undecideds. And you have a it's going to sound funny, but it's true. A lesbian gang helped beat up some preacher standing around on the street at some gay pride event yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago. Physically assaulted him. That's, you know, it's going to come to that. I'm not saying we should initiate violence in any way. No. But like I always tell my children, don't hit first. But if someone hits you, you hit them back twice as hard. Oh, what about turning the other cheek? Well, let's just say I have a slightly different understanding of that scripture than most people. I have to look at the subject and object of that one. So, be careful out there. Do what you need to do. The time is growing late. And we have a leader, quote unquote, right now in the White House. I don't want to make fun of the man like some do. But God put him there. We put him there. Now we're reaping the reward. And don't think the Constitution will save you because he doesn't care about it. We've seen that over and over and over and over. Not just him, but everyone around him. Valerie Jarrett and Eric Holder and allies in Congress and bad folks. And remember, this is what he thinks.
My lord, is that legal?
I will make it legal.
He's done it before and he'll do it again. And I guess he's too afraid to implement a law that is on the books already. We didn't even get into that. I don't even know how that's legal. Then again, he doesn't much care about that. He does what he wants, right? He stops enforcing laws he doesn't like, enforces laws that he wish were there. It's the way the leftist mind works and the totalitarian operates. The tyrant emerges. So watch out, guys. We got 3 more years of this. And maybe we don't. Maybe it'll all be over. I do ask you to remember to choose consciously who you will serve and be the light in this ever-darkening world. God bless you all. Now,